have Drew Haig here, and he's been an event organizer since his beginnings in 2010. How does this year feel different than others?
Well, every year's a little bit different. This year we've got a few different kid events, and the flying events have all kind of evolved over time to fine-tune them, and I think they're pretty well dialed in now. We have a fuselage standing on its nose at the event booth to hold our banner, which hasn't been there in years past,
right?
Which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
But great turnout. Everybody's seems to be happy with it. I haven't heard any complaints yet. And everybody's being really safe and having a good time. We got a bunch of great prizes this year.
Although there were some big puffy rain clouds present, the sun was out for the entire weekend. Event organizer Sarah Russell says,
my favorite part about all the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into this is seeing the looks on everybody's faces and how much fun they're having. So it's fantastic.
Wes Erb from Big Lake speaks about his experience in the cockpit flying in the Missing Man formation flight.
I love that missing man formation on the ground. It's certainly impressive. This is the first time I've actually done one from the number four position, from back behind. So I actually got to see it from a different perspective, and it was really, you know, it gets you, you know, when you see the missing man gracefully arc away. It was impressive on the ground, but it was really great to see it from. I was feel very lucky. I was in the number four position, so I got the catbird seat, and it was really great to watch that, and really a great tribute to, and, you know, not only the founders, but everyone who put this work on today. It's really amazing.
Got Terry Mangione, and Terry's worked on airplanes here for how many years as a mechanic at the Tahkeen Airport?
Ooh, this is like 30 years.
How fun is this for you here today to watch all of this going on?
Oh, it's a blast. I enjoy the kids. Yeah, I like to see the kids having fun out here and getting something out of it.
Yeah?
Even if it is a hot dog and a snow cone.
Right on. How about some of the stunt flying, Jerry?
The slow flying is pretty interesting. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. The fast flying, well, speed is life.
John Bush from Anchorage was a prize winner in the scavenger hunt. He says,
see, my favorite event, I was going to go ahead and jump right to it, was retrieving the rubber duck. I thought that was the most fun. We landed up there. The duck was on a frozen lake, but it was only partially frozen, so it was about a half inch ice, and we had to punch through the ice to get out there to the duck. But it was a hoot. The weather was sunny, the winds were good, and so we came back with the duck last night.
Incredible. Yeah. So we landed next to the lake, or it was,
yes,
still,
yep, right,
there's a little
the
strip there, and
yep,
you had to go.
Yeah.
How hard was it to see that duck from the air?
It was pretty, well, everyone kind of knew where it was, just no one wanted to land there, and so I said, well, after dinner, I went over there and got it.
Tell me a little bit about what it's like to perform in front of a crowd here, some of the slow flight.
You know, the Tahkeen Air Show is really nice because it's not so competitive that it's like, you know, stressful. It's really relaxed. Everyone's here just to have a good time. You got the food vendors. Last night we had a little bonfire out here, and everyone camped out on the runway, so it was super chill.
In addition, Benjamin Beasley of Fly Around Alaska offered free flights for kids in a Cessna 172. The weather patiently held out in time for people and their planes to clear out, and when it rained in the late afternoon, did it ever pour. For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.